For Ted Mondale, all the health care issues that come up on the state level take a back seat to one overriding concern.
The biggest unmet health care need in the state of Minnesota is senior citizens and pharmaceutical costs.
Mondale is promising to have the state help to pay for the elderly's medications. Under his plan, the 100,000 poorest seniors would have to pay only an $8 copayment every time they had a prescription filled, and the state would pick up the rest. Higher-income seniors could buy into the program. It's an expensive proposition. Mondale estimates the annual price tag at about $150 million. But as a campaign promise, it could yield Mondale big returns in September. Senior citizens tend to vote, even in low turnout primaries, and rising drug prices are a hot-button issue for them. Peter Wyckoff, the executive director of the Metro Area Senior Federation, says he's glad Mondale is paying attention to prescription drugs. But he says Mondale's interest in the issue seems to be a recent development.
We wish he had been more active in drug price reform issues when, as a state senator. But, you know, we applaud his efforts in this area. It is a real need, and for that he is to be applauded.
Wyckoff calls Mondale's current proposal a short-term solution. He says he worries about the state giving drug companies what he calls a blank check to raise their prices. And he says the state will still have to find a way to control the cost of drugs. For the foreseeable future, Mondale would use the state's recent multi-billion dollar settlement with the tobacco industry to pay for the prescription drug program. He says the drug program would use up about 60% of the settlement. As to the rest of the tobacco money, he says the state should be careful not to pour too much of it into the hands of well-meaning anti-smoking groups.
Let's just not deal this money out to every little group like a deck of cards. Let's make a real difference in people's lives. And I think focusing on crime and violence, I think focusing on senior pharmacy costs are the two big areas where we need to move.
Mondale says he'd put more of the tobacco money into anti-crime programs because he sees violence as a preventable public health problem. When asked about the unmet health care needs of Minnesota's low-income population, Mondale says the solution is a program that already exists, MinnesotaCare, which offers subsidized health insurance. Mondale says the state has to do a better job of letting people know that MinnesotaCare exists.
And think about this. There's a $700,000 marketing budget. And we know that people who don't get their health care through employers look at the Yellow Pages. And I don't think there's a Yellow Pages in the state that has the MinnesotaCare program in it. It's disenrolling people faster than it's enrolling people and has a $200 million surplus ongoing in the future and a $150 million reserve. The money is there in the program to go insure working families and kids. The problem is the government agency can't do it.
Mondale says he'd consider turning MinnesotaCare over to the private sector if the state does not do a better job getting people to use it. When it comes to the hottest health care topic of this election year, HMOs, Mondale has less to say. His DFL rivals have been capitalizing on the perception that HMOs are too powerful or unresponsive, and they've been proposing new consumer protection rules. But Mondale, who does contract work for United Healthcare, takes more of a cautious attitude. He says he wants to give new HMO regulations some time to take effect. He says if they don't fix the system, the state should give consumers more power to shop around for better healthcare plans. And he says he would not rule out repealing the state law requiring HMOs and hospitals to be nonprofits, because he says for-profit HMOs might offer Minnesota consumers a wider array of choices. At the Capitol, I'm Martin Costi, Minnesota Public Radio.